I do feel like a nosy weirdo. I mean, I'm here for research, but they don't know that. As far as these people are concerned, I'm some creepy voyeur watching strangers cleaning tombs. The graveyard above the Capuchin catacombs of Palermo is slick with last night's rain. It's arranged into corridors lined with tall trees and mausoleums. The graves are elaborately decorated, with marble books open on a page with a profile of the deceased, a picture, and a quote. Many of them are a declaration that the dead are in some way not dead, such as, "Nothing dies, everything is energy, constantly changing." It's true, but I wonder if anyone is truly comforted by such a technicality. It certainly wouldn't get you off a murder charge. There's a huge flower stall outside that is steadily being emptied into the cemetery. The place is alive with petals, and people have strung decorations across some of the graves, with red hearts and messages such as, "We still love you, Victoria," in bright, shiny letters, as if it's her birthday. The elaborateness of the decoration seems to correlate with how young the person was when they died. Plush Winnie the Pooh and Bart Simpson toys smile out from a tree trunk, their arms outstretched, soaked in rain. An old man chucks buckets of water across the floor in front of a grave and hobbles to get his broom. Across the way, a woman uses a white rag to wipe raindrops from a gold-trimmed tombstone. I find myself, not for the first time on this journey, feeling envious of their tasks. For me, grief was like drowning without arms. No way of getting through it except by getting through it. These people have something to do, someone to care for, somewhere for their love to go. One thing the death festivals have taught me is that where there is contemplation of death, there is sugar. Mexico has sugar skulls, Nepal has treats changing hands and filling children's tiffin boxes, but this is Sicily, and when it comes to sugar, they don't mess around. You could carpet the place with its abundance of dessert. Cannoli, delicious pastry tubes filled with sweet ricotta and candied orange, cassata, a liqueur-heavy sponge cake, granita, every kind of biscotti worth chewing. But in the run-up to the Festa dei Morti, Sicily's answer to Day of the Dead, shop windows are flanked by the ultimate sugary treat, the pupi di zucchero, or sugar puppets, invariably a medieval knight sculpted from a smooth sugar paste. Puppetry has always been a big part of the Sicilian tradition, a medieval knight's part of its iconography, so purists aren't happy with the emergence of sugar puppets in the shape of Mickey Mouse and characters from Frozen. "Ugh," says Giusy Cataldo, who's definitely a purist. No, a Mickey Mouse pupi di zucchero, this is not traditional. It has to be a knight. Giusy is the artistic director of the Notte di Zucchero, the Night of Sugar, an annual event in Catania and Palermo, which she started with the express aim of reviving the dwindling traditions of the Festa dei Morti. We're sitting at a table outside a cafe in Palermo's Piazza San Domenico, sipping espresso while I fiddle with my dictaphone and consult my illegible notes. Giusy is stylish and perfectly manicured. I must look like I'm interning as her assistant. "So tell me about the Festa dei Morti," I say. "Why is it dying?" "Because Halloween has taken hold," she says, without hesitation. "On TV, in fact, across all media, they don't talk about the Festa dei Morti. They talk about Halloween and pumpkins." On the surface, Halloween and the Festa dei Morti might not seem drastically different. They happen around the same time. They're both based on the idea that the veil between the worlds of the living and dead become thin, and both give the pancreas a lot to do. But a fundamental difference is in the emotion that's being brought to the forefront. Halloween is about fear and eustress, the exquisite enjoyment of fear. But the Festa dei Morti is about love, memory, and vanquishing the fear of death. As a journalist, I can see how Halloween gets the airtime the Festa dei Morti doesn't. For the short attention spans lighthearted news segments are tailored to, fear is a better story than love. So in 2013, Giusy decided to get the Festa dei Morti back in the game. 30,000 people showed up. They've since held the events in theatres and last year in Palermo's historic centre. This year, they're reopening a cemetery that's been abandoned for 200 years. "Why do you think it's important that children have this connection to the dead?" I ask. "Because when you think about the grandparents who don't exist anymore, it's better to think of them in a way that's cheerful, not sad. It's a way of remembering them. We ask children, 'What did your dad bring you?' And they can say, 'My dad brought me a doll.' I love the phrase, 'my dad,' I say. In life, people are yours, my mother, my sister, my husband, my dog. Do you have nice memories of the Festa dei Morti of your childhood?" "Sì, certo," says Giusy with enthusiasm. "The traditions were so much fun. You had to go to bed early because if not, the dead would scratch your feet with cheese graters. So you had to hide your feet from the dead." They grate your feet, I gasped, giggling. That's terrifying. It was, she said. You lie there all night like this. She mimes curling her feet under her in bed, just waiting. We interviewed people on camera about their memories of it. There was an old man who said he remembered he didn't sleep because he asked his mother how the dead get in, and she told him they enter through the door lock, and he thought, but how will they get the toys through? I miss the days when I could be told a dead person is coming into my room and only worry that I might not get a present out of it. It was probably generous of me to expect the taxi driver to know the whereabouts of a cemetery that's been closed for 200 years. We find it with help from Google Maps and the unmistakable sign of the Notte di Zucchero, a smiling skull in a suit of armour on puppet strings against a starry night sky. The taxi driver tells me to have fun in a way that sounds like he's omitting the words in a cemetery at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, you unfathomable freak. Juicy greets me from under a black umbrella, grimacing in the gentle mist Sicilians think count as rain, and introduces me to Sandro Dielli, a man with a trim white beard and a firm handshake, who says the Festa dei Morti was an important part of his childhood and that he's delighted it's being revived. I take a stroll around the cemetery. The 200 years of abandonment are not invisible. It's incredible to see how quickly things break down without human intervention. I stop and take a picture of one of the graves, once a proud block of stone, now crumbling, claimed by moss and overshadowed by bushes. I hear chatter to my right and realise with horror that I'm standing right in the background of Juicy's TV news interview. I freeze and tell myself to walk casually out of shot, not to rush and trip over a rock and break a tooth on a tombstone on Italian TV, like some kind of Bridget Jones Halloween special. I make it out of the shot, but I later check the footage on Giornale di Sicilia. Yep, there I am, and it's exactly as embarrassing as I imagined. I look like I'm doing an impression of a ditzy millennial viewing the world through her phone's camera. A flawless impression. After the camera crews leave, I notice Sandro standing alone, so I decide to go and chat to him. I get to about 5 feet away before he starts speaking in the kind of raised voice only actors use. Children ask each other one question as the November and December festivals approach. In your house, does she visit or not? I stop in my tracks, relieved I didn't scupper the opening. A crowd draws in like iron filings on a magnet. He's talking about La Befana, a figure in Italian folklore, an old woman often depicted as a kind of witch on a broomstick who delivers presents to Italian children on the eve of Epiphany, like a January Santa Claus. La Befana didn't come to my house, says Sandro, and continues with some indignation, but she went to my cousin's house. How could La Befana, with all her technical means, like a flying broomstick, not manage to come to our house? But my father stated categorically that no, La Befana does not come to our house. But, he smiles, at our house, the dead visited. And as he speaks, I forget where I am. I see the world from the perspective of a small boy, excited by a visit from ghosts bearing gifts. And during that night when the dead visited, he continues, they came to my house and flew around, or at least that's how I imagined it, flying all around the house to leave us our gifts. In fact, that day, and that day in particular I'll never forget, I woke up with the excitement of the Day of the Dead, and I started to search and search and search until I found a box, a big one, and I ripped the paper off and... He gasps and brings his hands together in front of him as if the joy of it is all too much. And what an incredible surprise! He starts laughing in disbelief. How did the dead do it? How did my grandparents know just what I wanted? A tricycle. And that I wanted a red one. It was really an incredible thing. So I started playing with it for days on end, and I needed a runway. So I used the corridor that went like this. He indicates that it went straight and then bent sharply to the right. Then one afternoon, my father went for a nap and unexpectedly closed the glass door to the hall. And I went down my runway, not noticing the door was shut, and I crashed into the door. The glass smashed into pieces, and I remember how, in slow motion, the shards of glass passed beside me, behind me, and didn't touch me. I'm sure it was because my grandparents were there, moving aside the shards as they fell. He mimes their hands, gently moving fragments of glass away from their little grandson's face. These ghosts who seemed, even in death, to need something to do, someone to care for, somewhere for their love to go. When my father arrived, he got very angry with me, Sandro continues. And I remember thinking, why is he angry with me? He's the one who blocked the runway. The crowd laughs. Anyway, he says, bringing his hands together in front of him. Since I was a child, Even after the cynicism of maturity took hold, even now I can say, that day, yes, i miei morti, my dead, they came. They came.